Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce is defending the need to cut jobs this morning after he outlined yesterday a radical five-year restructuring plan that would see traditional London routes scaled back, two new airlines set up in Asia, smaller planes bought and 1,000 jobs axed. The aim is simple, to return Qantas International to profitability, a business that Alan Joyce says is losing $200 million a year. But the plan has provoked widespread anger, putting the airline on a collision course with unions and some MPs in Canberra. Alan Joyce joins us now. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Great to be back, Fran. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Alan Joyce, Qantas unions don't accept that Qantas International is in dire straits. They claim you're using it as a smokescreen to shift more jobs offshore where salaries are lower and conditions not as good as in Australia. In fact, it's hard to see Qantas as an airline under pressure when just 2 months ago you were forecasting a 46% boost in your profit to $500 million.
Yeah, Fran, I mean, the company is profitable overall, but it's profitable because of Jetstar, it's profitable because of our frequent flyer program, it's profitable because of freight and Qantas Domestic. International is losing $200 million. Now, we've offered to have presentations to the unions, have our auditors in, and as you know, Fran, I have an obligation, so as the board, to disclose the accurate information about how the business is performing. It is losing $200 million. The losses are getting worse because of structural issues, the high Australian dollar, the high fuel price, which impacts long-haul traffic more than anything else, and there is a need for change, and if we don't change, we put the Qantas Group at risk, and all 35,000 jobs in the Qantas Group at risk.
Well, every airline has to cope with the high fuel prices. Let's be upfront about this. How much is this about pay and conditions, pure and simple? Are your staffing costs here in Australia making you uncompetitive on the international routes?
Yeah, the inefficiencies that we have is because of our high Australian cost base, which is affected by the high Australian dollar, and like all the manufacturing industry.
And because of our wages, presumably.
But the high Aussie dollar has a large element to play with it, because we are selling tickets in the United States in US dollars, in the UK, in Europe in euros, and the strong Australian dollar is having an impact on that. But can I say, Fran, the announcement that we had yesterday is nothing to do with offshoring any jobs. This is us participating in Asia as well, which is a high-growth region, and creating local airlines. It's like BHP building a mine in Japan, and using getting profits from that operationing and bringing them back to Australia. We're setting up a Japanese domestic airline with the great brand we've developed, Jetstar, in conjunction with JAL Airways. We'll be able to take 42% of the profits of that business back here to Australia to support the 35,000 jobs that we have.
I want to come to the new airlines in a moment, but just to stay with this argument over pay and conditions, you've picked a big fight, not just with the unions, but the Greens and Independent Senator Xenophon too, who has been campaigning on claims that Qantas pay scales for offshore crew aren't fair. Is it fair for Qantas employees, for instance, based in somewhere like Bangkok, which happens now, who spend 80% of their working time flying into, out of and within Australia, to be on a base pay of $300 a month?
Well, Fran, there's been a lot of misinformation about this, because Jetstar does have a Thai crew base and they operate flights internationally in and out of Australia. And but the Thai crew get paid in Thailand in the top 3% of employee in terms of pay in Thailand.
But they spend much of their time flying here and having layover here.
But they live in Thailand. They work on average 24 hours a week. We have some solicitors leaving the solicitor profession in Thailand to become cabin crew because the jobs are highly paid jobs. And Jetstar is becoming rapidly a pan-Asian brand. It has vast majority of its employees based here in Australia, but it does have an extensive operation in Singapore, Vietnam, and now Japan, and it has a huge amount of services across Asia. It needs Asian crew bases to compete against AirAsia, to compete against Tiger. And it's a great success story for Australia, but it has to be competitive in those markets with those crew.
Why do you have to axe 1,000 jobs, though? This is on top of all the job losses of recent years, when Qantas is still growing your profit. $500 million is the projected profit. Is this profit coming at the expense of jobs, which is how Greens MP Adam Bandt described it yesterday?
Well, it's a lack of understanding of about how the economics work, because I'll relate it back to your own personal finances, Fran. We are going to make around $500 million, but we're spending $2.5 billion on new aircraft this year, $2.8 next year. So that's like you're earning $500 and your rent being $2,500. At some stage, you're going to get evicted. At some stage, you won't be able to afford your house. We can't have Qantas evicted. We can't have Qantas not being able to afford its aircraft going forward. And we could go the way of the North American carriers and some of the European carriers and let our aircraft age. You know, they operate 35, 45-year-old aircraft. But the brand will die over time and Qantas will die over time. And I can't allow that to happen. And that's why we need to build a strong Qantas that can afford to replace its fleet, that can afford its own rent.
But how about keeping Qantas Australia, the spirit of Australia? You say Jetstar's fast becoming a Pan-Asian brand. Well, so is Qantas, you might think, given that it's about to set up two new operations based in Asia. You're bound by the Qantas Sales Act to remain 51% Australian-owned and Australia-based. We're going to have a new premium airline, possibly in Kuala Lumpur or somewhere in Asia, and the Japan airline we just talked about. At what point does Qantas stop being Australian-based?
Qantas will always be Australian-based. I mean, at the moment, we have more than 60% of our shareholding is held by Australians. And we do more of our work in Australia than any other airline. 90% of our maintenance is done here. Qantas' call centres are all done here. You can't say that for any of our competitors. So if you fly on any other airline, 100% of their maintenance is done offshore. So we're in a position where we're always going to be Australian, but Qantas can't be restricted in not using its expertise, its knowledge, to go offshore and set up ventures where it can make money and bring that money back to Australia. That's some weird perversion of trying to restrict us in terms of using our expertise, because the best thing for the Australian jobs and the strength of Qantas is we are successful with these intra-Asia ventures. Nobody's restricting BHP for having mines in South America or in Africa. Nobody's restricting the banks for setting up banks in Asia. Why should Qantas be restricted just to flying in Australia?
The union is very critical of your management. Let me give you a quote. We think the fly-by-night managers like Alan Joyce will probably be remembered as just another Sol Trujillo in 5 years' time. What do you say to that and your impact on the culture of the company?
Well, you know, the easiest thing for me to do would just to be kick the can down the road, to not do anything about the problems that Qantas has internationally. It's been a problem for 15 years. It's only returned its cost of capital 3 times in that period of time. Now, that would be a terrible legacy to leave this amazing brand of Qantas. I wanted to be around, and I'm taking the tough decisions, and I'm getting aggressive action from the unions. The unions have a playbook where they try to intimidate management, try to get management to back down from taking hard decisions. This is not going to happen on my watch. We'll take the tough decisions to make sure that Qantas is a better, stronger Qantas for the future, because I believe it's the only way that this company can survive.
And can I just ask you briefly, the opposition, Senator Erica Betts, particularly maintained the Qantas move out of Australia was partly protect the company from the coming carbon tax.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, the issues are wider than that. The carbon tax doesn't apply to international services. It only applies to domestic. Our international issues are structural issues relating to high Aussie dollar, the high cost of fuel, and the influx of overseas carriers and being attracted to the high Aussie dollar market, where we have more capacity being added to Australia than any other market in the world. That's why we have a problem with our international operation.
Alan Joyce, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Alan Joyce is the CEO of Qantas. It's 7:02 on Breakfast.